As true leaders in healthcare technology, Tucson Medical Center is the first Southern Arizona hospital to deliver virtual care. They have introduced a virtual app that makes it easier than ever before to connect to exceptional care with compassion. The TMC Healthcare Now app lets patients visit a board-certified physician through a phone, laptop, or computer virtually any time of the day from anywhere. So imagine being able to speak to a physician face-to-face using the built-in computer on your smartphone or tablet. The doctor can provide medical advice, recommend treatment, and even prescribe medication. To me, this is another great example of TMC providing care whenever and wherever patients need it. They're meeting patients where they are, helping us all to get quality treatment faster and without having to visit an emergency room. Stay with me, everybody, to learn how it all works. Hey, everybody, I'm Gina Murphy-Darling, and we're going to get down to earth talking about healthcare now. TMC has an app for that. And we are going to be learning all about it from Mary Atkinson, Director of Wellness at Tucson Medical Center. She's a return guest. Mary, it's always great to have you here. Love having you in the studio.
Thank you for having me.
And excited to learn what you have to share. Before we go on, I want to do my shout out to TMC for being a sponsor of this show and of the Mrs. Green's World movement. They are at the heart of so many important programs and have important and purposeful partners that help to address a myriad of health issues in Southern Arizona. This show is another example of exactly that. Since 1944, members of our community have counted on TMC to be here for them when they are at their most vulnerable. TMC has been entrusted with this legacy, and they continue the tradition of providing the people of Southern Arizona exceptional health care with compassion and so much more every single day. We appreciate their support and the great work they do to make a difference for all of us, because healthy communities are just that. If the community's healthy, we're all healthy. It's like if the mother's happy, we're all happy. Well, if we're healthy, it benefits everybody. So, Mary, it's great to have you here. I just have a quick tip from another one of our partners, Tucson Electric Power. And I love giving these tips, like putting them in at every show, because there's things you can do to have a healthier home and save money. And in this case, this one made me smile. Clean dirt and dust from condensed coils frequently to help your refrigerator operate more efficiently. It's something we always forget. And when I see these tips, it's like, oh yeah, that's a really good idea. It's not in your face, so we often forget that. And it will help you save money. It will help you save energy. And of course, I love that because it helps with preservation of this planet. So now, Mary Atkinson, Director of Wellness at TMC, again, thank you for being here. And let's start with, what do you do as Director of Wellness? I always give a little overview of what happens in your wheelhouse on any given day.
Oh, it changes every day.
My most
recent change is that I'm now the Director of Connected Health and Wellness, since we added this new telehealth piece to my job. We do everything from helping our employees find balance between work and home life, and that might be through exercise. It might be through mindfulness and meditation classes, or it might just be through our gym and doing fun activities outside of work. We do education out in the community, nutrition-based education, as well as overall wellness education. We go and work with businesses and provide them with recommendations on how to encourage their employees to be well and balanced. And now our newest bit is around telehealth. We also do a lot around childhood safety and prevention of accidents. So we do a little bit of everything. So our day is never the same.
No, and you're out there. I mean, that you're out there as a great, great community partner. Mm-hmm. And I've known that for many, many, many years, not just as Mrs. Green's World, but you see TMC's name, support, yeah, staff, you name it. They're community partners. We are community partners.
And you know what is that? We have not a very hard time getting volunteer staff to go out and help us at these events. That they truly love being out there and being part of the community.
And they show up.
In addition to doing their daily job, taking care of patients. So it's We have an amazing group of people.
That's good culture. You know that that's just one of the best signs. So I am like over the moon excited about this because I do embrace technology and I am serious. When I got the notice that we were going to do this, I'm like all over the place. I have so many questions, but let's start. That's why I write them down so my whirling dervish brain is not on overload. But what is healthcare now? Tell us about the whole enchilada.
The whole enchilada. So TMC has kind of embarked on a new strategy around telehealth, and that there's two pieces to that currently. We have our telemedicine side, which we are focusing on providers to providers. How do we get specialty providers out to those rural areas to connect with those primary care providers? So somebody that's out in Benson or somewhere out in Cochise County that really needs a pulmonologist, but they don't have access to one. They have their local clinics and their primary cares. How can we get them access via telemedicine? And so we're doing a lot of that building around getting those specialty services out to the areas that really need it, that don't have those specialists there full-time. And then we have the other side of the coin, which we're terming kind of our virtual visits, which is more around the consumer that allows you or I to see a doctor on our smartphone or our tablet or our computer for non-urgent things that we don't really want to go to urgent care for, or that, you know, we may now be able to get in with our primary care right away, but it's something we just kind of want to get taken care of. So that's our virtual health. That platform is called TMC Now, and it's an app that you download on your smartphone or your tablet and create a profile. And so it's one of our strategies that we are looking at to improve our access for our community to receiving quality health care. So taking the care to the patients where they are when they need it, rather than always asking them to come to us. So it's our way to bridge the gap with our community so they don't always have to come to our four walls, because maybe that's not always the most appropriate level of care for everyone. We want patients to come to us when they need care and when they are ill or when they need that hands-on touch, but we also want to come up with other ways to reach out to our community and help them get healthy, be healthy, stay healthy, in their homes, in their communities, where they're comfortable, where they can access it.
So fortunately, I'm sitting here and the wheels are turning, thinking about having been a mother.
Yeah.
And what stress comes into your life. And I was not a single mom. I had a wonderful husband who was a partner in parenting, not just, you know, it wasn't just my job. The stress level, the layers, Mary, so like you don't want to take your sick kid to an emergency room because they're sick and you don't want to get them out of their pajamas. You don't want to get them out of bed. It might be cold. Usually it's hot, or you're taking them into a cold car and then into a, you know, we're in the Southwest, but so many, many, many times, and never did they need more care or have to go to the hospital or whatever, because it's always, there's all these childhood things. Well, they have a fever and on and on and on. So let's, before we digress into Gina's whirling dervish brain, is there a definition for telehealth? Is it just providing healthcare services via our new technology?
I'm sure there are a multitude of definitions
for telehealth. Mary, what's Mary's definition?
Who you're talking to. So my definition of telehealth is utilizing the technologies that we have available to us to improve access to quality healthcare at a reasonable cost to the consumer as well as to the system. Think about, you know, if we're providing the right level of cost or the right level of care, that saves the consumer money and it saves us money too.
And is it, I didn't write this down, but I'm so glad I remembered it. Do you have to be a TMC patient or can you enroll as part of this? How does that piece work?
So TMC Now is an app available to anybody that wants to download
it. Oh my goodness.
We've mainly rolled it out to our employees and done most of our marketing with our employees as kind of our test population.
Best customers to start with.
It is available to anybody that wants to use it. It's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. I know somebody that called in on Christmas Eve. I think I know somebody that called in on Christmas Day, as a matter of fact. And there are physicians available to talk to you any time of day or night. It is for anybody. You don't have to have been a patient at TMC. You don't have to live in our little zip code. You can live down in Vail. You can live up in Oro Valley and Mammoth. You could actually live in Phoenix and still use the TMC Now app. If you don't have a primary care provider, we will offer that as a at the end of your visit. Do you need help finding one? And we'll try to get you one that's close to you, because we ultimately want our patients, whether they've just come to us through TMC Now or through the emergency department, we want them connected with a primary care provider so that they can get routine medical
care. It's a healthy thing to do.
It is.
In the prevention realm.
It is. So it is not for an existing patient. It is not. It is for anybody that wants to use it. It could be, you could just have a visitor here out of town that has a primary care provider, maybe back in Minnesota, and they're here for the winter visiting you for the holidays, and they come down with a cold and they need just, you know, that little bit of help. They can use
TMC. We should
TMC
be
now.
Really promoting it for all the gem show people. I'm
right?
sure they come and get sick, but I mean,
right. Well,
things
you know,
I'm not even thinking about.
That's funny that you say that. We're going to target RV parks pretty soon. Because,
that is brilliant.
Yeah,
well,
because
it is
you
brilliant.
Get those transient folks that they have their docs that they see most of the year, but if they're traveling through the winter months and they're here visiting, they might need some care. And so
that is a brilliant, brilliant marketing strategy.
Yes.
And how does, I have to ask how the billing works. Are you asked information when you sign on? I mean, there has to be someone paying for this service.
Right. So when you download the app, you create
a profile?
A profile.
Okay.
And as part of that, you input your credit card information. Every visit is $49. Doesn't matter if you're on the phone with them for 30 minutes or
awesome.
For 10 minutes. And it's paid. It's cash pay. So we don't bill through insurance. If you happen to have one of those high deductible plans, you can use your HSA as your credit card of choice on file. It allows you to put in what pharmacy you want to use if perhaps you need a prescription. And it allows you to choose what state you're in. So perhaps you do live here, but now you are visiting in Wisconsin and you're there for a month. You need to see a doctor that is licensed in Wisconsin so you can change where you are currently located. So you create that in your profile. So that's how you pay, is you have your credit card set up as part of your profile, and it's just a cash pay. If for some reason the physician doesn't feel he can provide the right level of care, that you really do need to go to an urgent care, or you really should be seen hands-on by somebody, or you know maybe immediately, that money gets automatically refunded.
It's just everything that's right about the world. And I'm smiling because I'm thinking, is everybody there at TMC? I know lots of people there now. Are they all doing the happy dance like you and I are now about having it?
I'm sure a good portion are.
Yes. It's like, it is just, I think of the horror of having the job and the children and on and putting them in. Mothers and fathers don't forget that.
I equate this to, I was fortunate that I had one of my best friends was a physician who lived right down the street from me.
That's really a
and
gift.
And so when my son was
really
little, I
gift.
Could call
yeah.
and say, guess what? My son has croup. Can you just listen and tell me if I'm right? So it's like having your best friend that's a doctor on the phone with you. You know, you can get a hold of somebody that easily.
So the process is pretty clear to me now. And if I had thought about it, I would have done it before we did this interview, but I will do it afterwards because I'm going to be a next person. And I have several friends who have children that I'm going to spread the word to. So you download the app, you fill out your profile.
Right. So for parents with children, the child resides under the parent's profile.
Okay.
So you can create multiple profiles under your own for children
right.
under the age of 18.
Right. Okay.
And we don't recommend, in fact, we don't even accept patients under the age of 2. Because under the age of 2, generally, most of that time, you're going to need to see a doctor.
Better to see a doctor.
Yeah.
I know. Most parents with 2-year-olds and under would want. It's like you
right.
get so nervous. Oh, their fever's 104.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. They're
exactly.
little. They're so,
right.
so,
and
so little.
Right. And the physicians that are on the TMC Now platform are most cases not pediatricians. So 2 and under, we really want a pediatrician to
yeah.
see them.
So it makes sense to me, as an even though my initials are Regina MD, that is not official. Are there things that you can share with me and our listeners that would be very top of mind, that are good ideas to call in before we get into what you wouldn't call in, like get to the doctor right away, don't wait to get on your iPhone to get care? So what are some of the more typical
We are in cold and flu season right now, and you know, croup. We've had a lot of croup calls, so sinusitis, those kinds of things. If you have asthma and you don't happen to have an inhaler with you, and you're having an emergent need, they can prescribe an inhaler for you in most cases. Rashes, think about pink eye too, or you know, if you have a sty or something, why go and wait in the emergency room for somebody to say, yep, that eye looks terrible.
Oh, and that's so painful going to the emergency room. I can't help it. Sick, you don't feel well, the chairs aren't comfortable, and it's crowded.
It almost makes you just kind of cringe a little bit just thinking about it, right? And so those kinds of things. If you have a history of UTIs and you have the same symptoms, strep throat, they can even sometimes take care of. So those things that are acute but can tend to be chronic for some folks, we can take care of.
So you told a story off air, mm-hmm. and I always say this, you know, Oprah doesn't talk to anybody before they come on air, which kind of cracks me up. And she really doesn't. We've read this many times, because she doesn't want to ruin any of the stories that might be told, right? But she does have, you have to go through like 9 lawyers to be able to talk about, you can't say this brand name and you can't do that. So it's not curated quite that stringently at Mrs. Green's World, but you did tell a great story about a child. Was it a 2-year-old that got diagnosed with croup, or how old?
I think he's 12.
12. Okay, so tell us that story. It's a great story.
It was a great story. It was one of my coworkers, and I think that the app might have been live for a couple days, and her son came down with croup. In the morning, she called. She logged in, dialed into TMC Now, got a physician on the phone. He asked her son to, you know, open his mouth and look at the phone.
You're kidding me. When you told me that,
and then,
like, get
you know,
up close.
And then then said, cough for me. And so the kid coughed, and then he said, okay, now tell your mom to wipe down her phone and sanitize her phone.
Which was being a good physician.
It was.
Yes.
And within 20 minutes, they had a prescription at their pharmacy waiting. And the boy didn't have to change out of his pajamas. He didn't have to leave. They had a great interaction with the physician. Mom showed up to work. I would never have known that she took her son to the doctor, because there she was.
And there's another one, a segue to, if you are a single mom, mm-hmm. and you care deeply about your children, and your paycheck is the paycheck, and mm-hmm. you might not be able to get paid if you miss work, you're still not going to leave your sick 10-year-old when you don't know what's going on. Mm-hmm. So is that not a perfect application for using it? In so many ways, does that benefit us as a community and employers? Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, that's another example.
Right, or if you're starting to feel sick, or you know something's coming on and you have 30-minute lunch hour, you know, lunch break, that would not make sense if it was a 30-minute lunch hour. But if you have your lunch break and you can go and call in using TMC Now, get your prescription ready on your way home.
Yeah, I'm going to the doctor right now. I'll be back in 10 minutes.
Right. Versus I need to take the rest of the day off to go to see my primary care or I have to go to urgent care.
And people in rural areas, you know, we did home-based services. Mm-hmm. I did in my other career, and people live remotely. They don't have access to transportation. There's not good medical care.
Yeah.
Is the word getting out there? Like, even on the reservations, it's so isolated.
Yeah. Well, we're hoping to get it out. Yeah.
So that would be
another. That's our goal.
Yeah. Get it out to people that are, and homebound, where it's hard, elderly, on and on. And I can see the application. I have quite a few friends that are really responsible for their parents' care.
Right.
You know, it's a phenomenon of our time. And this would be another one.
Right.
Where you're like, hey, Dad, sit in front of this phone here. You might not understand, but here's what I'm going to do for you.
Well, and you know, I think everybody automatically assumes that our aging population is so against technology, and I really don't think that they are if they're shown the benefits and we make it easy for them and they see how easy
it is. And make them not afraid.
Yes.
I embrace technology, and I'm now in that, I've checked that last box, 65 and over. I hate it. I dreaded the day because they don't break it up after that. At least it used to be 45 to 51. Yeah, they should. I think there are some of us that might have that happen because it's like, oh my gosh, 65 and over, there you go. It's really sad.
So once we show them the value of it and we make it easy enough for them, I don't think that there's going to be that barrier always that exists between using technology for our healthcare.
And I can't fake sincerity because my face tells everything. You can see my face. Yes, she said yes. Based on the look on your face, I assume I thought out loud again. That's what Mary's cup says. So that is me. And when I'm doing these interviews, I think about, even this week, about the kinds of things that TMC as a community-owned, community-based hospital, people, listen up. You're the healthcare provider that cares. Just for that, doing that commercial alone where Kelly is dancing, who's my, it's like, it's humor, but using people from real world experiences at TMC and putting them on commercials. There's a fun factor, there's all the events you do, and now another cutting edge technology that will save lives and money and time and stress. It's a proud partnership for us. So what would you not recommend that people, are there things you say, now obviously I'm going to say, Dr. Murphy Darling here, if you're having a heart attack, probably you should just get in the car or call 911.
Right.
If you know.
Right. If you're having chest pain,
one.
Shortness of breath,
sweating.
If you're bleeding profusely, if you've got a bone protruding somewhere, then
these are the obvious.
Perhaps
yes.
Not the best utilization of TMC now. If you've lost consciousness, you know, maybe not great. Maybe you should go right to the emergency room.
Right. But even what you're saying, like even if there's been outbreaks of measles, the worst thing in the world you want to do to the other people in that waiting room are to bring a child with measles, or if you have them, adults get measles. Mm-hmm. So those kinds of things, totally okay to have someone look at you and say, oh, you have the measles, or you have the mumps. Do people still get the mumps? I don't know anymore.
I don't think they do.
I got the mumps so bad when I was sick. When I was a kid, it was like, it was scary.
So obvious,
use your common sense.
Yeah.
And use good judgment, which is not always what people do.
Right, and we agree that that's not everybody always uses good judgment. So that's the first thing you see when you're creating your profile in the log-on page is if this is a life-threatening emergency, if you're having shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, chest pain, please go directly to your nearest healthcare facility. So
I'm kind of interested in the backstory, the back end of the house. If, let's just say, It is flu season. It's cold season. Is there a wait time? Like if I do this, you can't have doctors on demand. And if 30 of us call in the same, 20-minute span, how does that work? Or are
so
we not
far,
there yet because it just started?
We haven't had many wait times over 30 to 40 minutes, even at peak times during the day.
Great.
We've had a few blips in that.
Which is
kind
nothing.
Of technical errors.
Technical.
But the provider of our platform has told us that 20 minutes is that average wait time. And so far they've met that. We do recognize that, as flu season starts to escalate even further, that we might have longer wait times as we get more people utilizing this platform.
Which hopefully you will.
I hope so.
Yeah.
But there is a vast network of physicians that we are utilizing. So hopefully we never get to a longer wait time on our app than you would get in an urgent care.
And, might I point out, as the queen of trying to multitask, if you're sitting on your app, there are some other things you can do.
Well, the beauty of this app, I don't mean to cut you off, is that leave. It's a virtual waiting room that you can leave, and when the doctor is available, he will call you, or she will call you.
I'm glad we covered that.
I know. See, that was a great segue. So you could go about your multitasking, and as long as your phone is there with you or your you know, whatever gadget you're using.
Your gizmo, as I call it, my highly technologically elevated
term,
my gizmo.
Okay.
There.
I was going gadget, but gizmo works.
Gizmo, gadget.
So yeah. As long as that's near you and they can call you back on that, then you're good. You can go about your business, which... I'm with you.
It's unbelievable.
I don't care how sick I am. I'm still going to mop and I'm still going to do laundry.
I know exactly. I was just going to say throw a load of wash in and come back and the phone hasn't rung yet. Or if you have a sick child, be with that sick child. Yeah. You can be reading. You can be holding them, comforting them. Mm-hmm. It takes, I just can't even imagine. And that is why I embrace technology as someone in that box, that last box. I know what it was like as a parent, how much stress it puts on a family with a sick child. And if you know what's wrong with them, your fears are assuaged. They're getting good care, and it's pretty incredible. Did I forget anything? I would love to have you back and in like 6 months and have you tell more stories and ask and find out what's going on, because I just think it's wonderful that TMC is doing it. And
our opportunities to grow utilizing this strategy of telehealth is exponential, and it is just amazing to me.
It is amazing to me too, and it will help with reducing healthcare costs. It's got to. I hope it does eventually. Let's just say that, because
it just allows the patient to get care where they are. I mean, think if you're out camping and as long as you have cell phone connection, you can have somebody, you know,
if you get
poison ivy, or if you get, you know, you fall and you get a bug bite or something.
Even if you get bitten by a snake and call in, somebody can help you not have a heart attack because of it and find out what you should do and all that stuff. It's just amazing to me. I am going to download the app and see what it takes. And of course, spread the word among my team and among my friends, because it's just amazing to me. I had so much fun preparing for this show saying, oh my goodness. So I usually do this, you know, kind of profound statement at the end about the last word from Mrs. Green and how we are committed to raising awareness about every aspect of climate change. And the relevance to this, to me, is that lots of health-related issues, to me, are related to environment, asthma, environmental toxins in the home, air quality, on and on and on. So this is, to me, a step. It makes it more of a level playing field in terms of the social justice piece, because if I don't have a car and I can't get my child to the doctor till tonight because my husband has the car, my wife has the car, it's a great, great leveler for that component that I think about all the time. And we can't have a sustainable planet without a socially just one. So to me, this says it all. Yep. So I'm very appreciative that you came. I love that you're staying connected with us. And there are lots of challenging times out there. When I do shows like this, it fills my bucket, which I'm finding needs filling some days more than others. So thank you for what you're doing and for being a part of our world. And everybody, just remember that pretty much anything Mary said, that there's an app for that, it will be on the website. Once the show is out, it will tell you, there'll be a link to how do you get the app, so you don't have to remember everything if you're driving, anything if you're driving in your car. We will take care of all that work for you. And if you subscribe to our podcast, you'll know it's up. It's going to be aired on January 31st. And then our Mrs. Green Show on February 5th, Rob Lang, CEO of Farm One. Local, rare, and fresh, New York City style. It's going to blow your minds. The things that I get to cover, it's unreal. Farm One, and then next, Down to Earth, which is our spotlight on the Southwest. Martin Ray, Landfill Services Administrator, Building a New Landfill, The Inside Scoop. And this, you know, as weird as this may sound, Mary, I'm excited about that show too. I've gone out and visited the landfill, and it's like, I wish this was on video. She's saying, I love it too. It's it matters too about a healthy planet. There's so much that goes into having a landfill that people care about at the city. So everybody, thank you. Mary, it was a pleasure.
Thank you.
And I'm very excited about this new phase of the journey. Thanks, everybody. Make it a great green day and get the app.